Welcome to our deep dive today into the world of twice exceptional learners, or 2E, as we're going to call them. These are students who are both gifted and learning disabled. It's a real paradox, right? We often think of giftedness and learning disabilities as like
Opposites.
total opposites, yeah. But for these students, they coexist. You know, you might be prepping for a meeting with a 2E student, or maybe you're just intensely curious about this intersection of strengths and challenges. Either way, get ready to explore the 2E paradox, how giftedness can sometimes mask a learning disability and vice versa. It's
All
like,
right.
imagine a student who's just breezing through advanced calculus, but then really struggles to organize their notebook or to follow multi-step instructions. So their brilliance in math might actually overshadow those difficulties with executive functioning,
Absolutely.
those hidden struggles. That's what we're going to unpack today. I think it'd be great to get some expert insights on this.
Yeah, you've hit on a critical point right away. It's so easy to overlook a learning disability when you see a student excelling in certain areas. It's almost like a dazzling magic trick that distracts us from what's happening behind the scenes, the struggle.
And the flip side is true too,
Yeah.
right? Like
Oh,
you could have a student who can build these elaborate structures with Legos,
Yeah.
showcasing amazing spatial reasoning and problem-solving skills.
Right.
But they might have dyslexia, which makes it just a nightmare to decode written instructions.
Yeah.
So their true potential might be hidden beneath those reading
What
challenges.
they hear.
That's such a powerful image. It makes you think, how much are we missing if we don't have that full picture
Absolutely.
of a student's abilities and D, their challenges?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Let's define twice exceptional. Clearly, we're not just talking about a simple plus and minus
You
here.
know, not at all. It's so much more nuanced than just being good at one thing and bad at another. These students have this unique neurological wiring. They have high cognitive abilities, advanced vocabulary, out-of-the-box thinking, rapid learning in certain areas, but they also have specific challenges in how they process information. And this could show up in different ways, affecting reading fluency, written expression, maybe attention, or even social skills. It's really a complex tapestry of strengths and vulnerabilities.
And when you talk about those processing challenges, I'm wondering, are there any specific learning disabilities that we see pop up more frequently in 2E students?
You see the whole spectrum, right? But I'd say some of the more frequent ones are dyslexia, which of course impacts reading and decoding. Then you have dysgraphia, which makes writing a real struggle. And of course, ADHD leading to difficulties with focus and organization. But it's important to keep in mind that we can also see things like autism, sensory processing issues, and really all sorts of other exceptionalities mixed in with giftedness.
So there's no one size fits all profiles
Not
of
at
a 2E learner.
Right.
Each student's going to have their own unique blend
Absolutely.
of strengths and challenges. You know, this masking effect that we talked about earlier, where giftedness can hide disabilities or the other way around, that seems like it would make it really difficult to even identify these students in the first place.
It's a huge challenge. I mean, think about it from an educator's perspective. You have a classroom full of diverse learners. It's so easy to focus on the most obvious needs. A student who's disruptive might get more attention than a student who's quietly struggling just to keep up. Or a student who aces every math quiz might not get the support they need in reading because their math skills are so impressive.
It's almost like we're looking at a puzzle and our eyes are drawn to the brightest parts of the picture. We might miss those subtle but really significant details. So let's try to get a clearer picture. What are some of the hallmark characteristics that we typically see in 2E learners? I'm picturing like a student who's very verbal, maybe asks a ton of why questions, but then gets super frustrated when they have to like sit still and complete a worksheet.
You're on the right track. You'll often see these incredible bursts of creativity, a real thirst for knowledge, and an ability to grasp complex concepts very quickly. But sometimes those strengths can also be their Achilles heel
Interesting.
because they learn something so easily. They can hit a wall when they encounter a learning difficulty. And that can lead to, frustration, anxiety, even a sense of feeling like an imposter.
That imposter feeling is really interesting. Are you saying that these students who are brilliant might start to doubt their own abilities.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's that classic Dewey paradox. They may excel in some areas, but struggle in others, and then they start to question their own intelligence. You know, they might think, if I'm so smart, why can't I read like everyone else? Or why can't I organize my thoughts?
It's like they're constantly battling this internal conflict,
right?
High expectations because of their gifts, and then this frustration and self-doubt when they hit obstacles.
Right.
I can only imagine how emotionally draining that must be.
Absolutely.
So we've got this picture now of the 2E student, bright, curious, creative, but also facing these specific challenges that can be hidden or misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that emotional roller coaster. It sounds like it can be a bumpy ride.
It can be incredibly challenging. These students often feel like they don't fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
They might be too different for their gifted peers.
Right.
But also struggle to relate to students who share their learning disabilities.
Right.
Imagine being in a gifted program and feeling like you're not smart enough, and then being in a remedial class and feeling like you don't belong there either.
Yeah, it's like being caught between two worlds. Never really belonging to either. I bet that sense of isolation can really impact their self-esteem.
You're absolutely right. That feeling of being different, of not measuring up to either set of expectations, can be devastating.
Yeah.
We see higher rates of anxiety, depression, and even school avoidance in 2E students.
So it's not just about the academics.
Yeah.
It's about the social and emotional toll that comes with navigating a world that doesn't always understand or accommodate their unique needs.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit now.
Okay.
We've talked about the challenges. What about solutions?
Yeah.
What can we do to support these bright minds?
Right.
And help them to navigate this emotional roller coaster?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And the good news is that there are some proven strategies that can make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it really starts with understanding.
Understanding that these students need a different type of support.
Absolutely.
A more individualized approach that takes into account both their strengths and their challenges.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One size fits all simply will not cut it when it comes to 2E learners.
Yeah.
And that's where the concept of an IEP, an individualized education program, comes into play.
Now, I know that IEPs are common for students with learning disabilities, but how do they work for students who are also gifted?
Right.
It seems like you'd almost need a super-powered IEP to address all those layers.
You hit the nail on the head. The IEP for a 2E student has to be like this finely tuned instrument, hitting all the right notes. It's not just about accommodating their disabilities.
Right.
It's about nurturing their giftedness as well.
So give me an example. What might that look like in practice?
Okay, let's say you have a student who's brilliant in math.
Okay.
But struggles with writing because of dysgraphia.
Okay.
Their IEP might include things like advanced math enrichment. Maybe even mentorship from a college professor, while also providing assistive technology for written assignments. Things like speech-to-text software or graphic organizers.
So it's about creating this customized roadmap for their education that recognizes both sides of the coin.
Absolutely.
Like creating a custom tailored suit for their education, making sure it fits their unique measurements and their own style.
Yes.
And that makes me think about this term that we hear all the time in education, differentiated instruction.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play into supporting 2E learners?
Differentiated instruction is essential.
Okay.
Think of it like a buffet of learning experiences. Mm-hmm. You offer a variety of options.
All right.
Different levels of challenge.
Right.
And different ways to demonstrate understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So each student can find what works best for them. For a 2E student, that might mean providing them with more challenging material in their areas of strength while giving them additional support, or maybe modified assignments in areas where they struggle. It's about flexibility and recognizing that one size does not fit all.
And it sounds like differentiated instruction requires a lot of creativity and flexibility on the part of the teacher.
Absolutely.
How do educators even begin to manage that in a classroom full of diverse learners?
Well, it's definitely not easy.
Yeah.
But there are incredible teachers out there who are making it happen.
Right.
It starts with careful observation,
mm-hmm.
getting to know each student's strengths and challenges.
Okay.
And then being willing to think outside the box.
Thinking outside the box, that seems to be a recurring theme.
It is.
When we're talking about 2E learners.
Absolutely. Traditional methods often fall short.
Yeah.
And we need to be willing to innovate, to try new things, and to constantly adapt to the needs of these unique learners.
Right.
And sometimes that means looking beyond the traditional classroom setting altogether.
You're talking about alternative schools?
Yeah.
Or programs that are specifically designed for 2E students?
Yes. There are some fascinating programs out there that are really breaking the mold and achieving some remarkable results.
Okay, let's dive into a couple of those. Our research mentioned the Twice Exceptional program at the University of Connecticut and then also the Bridges Academy in California.
Okay.
What makes these programs stand out?
Yeah.
Let's start with the University of Connecticut program. What's their secret sauce?
Well, imagine a learning environment where feeling different.
So they're really flipping the script on what we typically consider normal in education.
Precisely.
Okay.
And it's not just about acceptance.
Uh-huh.
It's about providing that targeted support.
Okay.
They offer individualized academic guidance.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
helping students navigate the complexities of higher education.
Yeah.
They even have coaching on self-advocacy.
Yeah. That's...
Which is a crucial skill.
I was just going to say that seems super important for 2E learners.
Absolutely.
Especially as they're getting ready to transition to college.
To a more independent setting.
Equipping them with the tools to communicate their needs and ask for support can make such a difference.
It really can.
Okay, let's hop over to the West Coast now.
Okay.
Tell me more about Bridges Academy in California.
Yeah, Bridges takes personalization to a whole new level.
Okay.
Imagine a school where the curriculum is like a custom-designed blueprint built around each student's individual strengths and challenges.
Mm-hmm. So it's less about fitting the student into a pre-existing mold.
Right.
And more about creating a mold that perfectly matches their unique shape.
Exactly. They have this very hands-on experiential approach.
Right.
Project-based learning is a big focus there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Allowing students to apply their knowledge.
It's one thing to understand a concept, theoretically, but it's a whole other ballgame to actually put it into practice and to see how it works in the real world.
In the real world.
Yeah. And for 2E learners who often have this really strong desire to see those connections between ideas and their practical applications, this kind of learning can be incredibly engaging and motivating.
It can be really powerful.
It's like taking those bursts of creativity we talked about
exactly.
and channeling them into something tangible, something they can build or create or solve.
And that brings us to a really crucial point about supporting 2E learners.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about the academics.
Yeah.
It's about nurturing the whole person.
Right.
Their emotional well-being, their social connections, their sense of self.
And that makes me think about all those emotional challenges we talked about.
Right.
That anxiety, the feeling of isolation, the pressure to live up to expectations.
Absolutely.
What kind of support can we give 2E students to help them navigate those choppy waters?
There are so many different avenues that we can explore.
Okay.
Counseling or therapy can be really helpful.
Yeah.
To give them a safe space to process their emotions.
Right.
And develop coping strategies.
Okay.
School counselors who get the unique needs of 2E learners can play a crucial role in advocating for them.
Yeah.
And connecting them with resources.
Yeah. That makes me think about mentorship too.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone who's gone through similar experiences who can offer that guidance and support can be incredibly valuable.
Absolutely.
Especially for those students who are feeling isolated or misunderstood.
Totally.
And I think we can't forget about the power of creating a truly inclusive classroom environment when differences are celebrated and students feel safe to be themselves.
Yeah.
That can make such a difference.
It really can.
It's about fostering this culture of empathy and understanding where it's okay to ask for help.
Right.
To learn at your own pace and to celebrate those unique strengths.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a pretty awesome classroom to be a part of.
Yeah.
No matter what your learning profile is.
It really does.
You know, as we've been talking about these layers of support.
Yeah.
It's clear that it takes a village to raise a 2E learner.
It really does.
You know?
Yeah.
Parents, educators, therapists, counselors.
Absolutely.
It's a team effort.
It's a team effort for sure.
And if we're going to empower these students to reach their full potential.
Right.
We need to work together.
Yeah.
Communicate effectively and share our knowledge and resources.
Totally.
And speaking of sharing knowledge, yeah. I think it's so crucial for educators to have this
yeah.
deep understanding of twice exceptionality.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to recognize those subtle signs
right.
to differentiate instruction effectively
mm-hmm.
and to create a learning environment that embraces
yeah.
neurodiversity.
Neurodiversity, absolutely.
I think professional development is key here.
I agree.
Teachers need access to ongoing training,
yeah.
research-based strategies, yeah. and opportunities to collaborate with colleagues
mm-hmm.
who have expertise in this area.
I agree.
What about parents?
Yeah.
They're on the front lines.
They are.
Witnessing their child's struggles and triumphs firsthand.
Right.
What advice would you give to parents who suspect their child might be twice exceptional?
Well, first and foremost, trust your gut.
Okay.
You know your child better than anyone.
Yeah.
If you're seeing a mismatch between their potential and their performance,
mm-hmm.
if you're noticing those flashes of brilliance alongside some unexpected difficulties,
right.
don't dismiss it.
Okay.
Talk to their teachers.
Uh-huh.
Share your observations.
Yeah.
Seek out evaluations from professionals
okay.
who specialize in giftedness and learning disabilities.
So it's about being an advocate for your child?
Yeah.
About gathering information and about working collaboratively with the school
mm-hmm.
to create a plan
right.
that addresses their unique needs.
Exactly.
And once a diagnosis is in place,
yeah.
if that's the path you choose,
right.
parents need to be really active participants
yes.
in that IEP process.
Absolutely.
This is where you can make a real difference.
Right.
You know, ensuring that your child's strengths are nurtured and their challenges are addressed
uh-huh.
in a way that empowers them to learn and grow.
I agree.
This has been eye-opening.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone from defining twice exceptionality
right.
to exploring that emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about these practical strategies,
mm-hmm.
innovative programs, the mm-hmm. power of collaboration.
Right.
It feels like we're building a toolkit.
Uh-huh.
You know, equipping our listeners.
Absolutely.
With the knowledge and the resources they need to support these amazing minds.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And I think the most important tool in that toolkit
okay.
is the understanding that these students are not broken.
Right.
They don't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
They need to be understood,
yeah.
celebrated,
mm-hmm.
and given the opportunity to thrive.
And that brings me to a question that's been in my mind
okay.
throughout this whole conversation.
Yeah.
If traditional education models often struggle to meet the needs of 2E learners,
mm-hmm.
what can we learn from these innovative programs?
Yeah.
What bold new approaches
right.
could we embrace to truly unlock their potential?
That's a question that takes us beyond just tweaking
yeah.
existing systems.
Right.
It invites us to reimagine what education could be.
You know, as we've been talking about
yeah.
these amazing 2E minds,
mm-hmm.
I keep thinking about all the untapped potential out there.
Right.
It's like we have these brilliant diamonds in the rough.
Yeah, but we haven't quite figured out the best way to polish them.
Right.
What's really fascinating is that by focusing on the needs of 2E learners,
yeah.
we might actually discover
yeah.
new approaches that could benefit all learners.
Right. So it's not just about fixing a problem
right.
for a small group of students.
Right.
It's about using this as a springboard
yeah.
to create something even better for everyone.
Exactly.
And that's what makes this topic so exciting.
I agree.
You know, it's not just about remediation. It's about innovation.
Yeah.
It's about unlocking human potential.
Mm-hmm.
In all its diverse and wonderful forms.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that diversity isn't just something we should tolerate. It's
yeah.
something we should celebrate and leverage
uh-huh.
to create a richer
right.
learning experience for everyone.
I agree.
Well, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive
yeah.
into the world of twice exceptional learners.
Mm-hmm.
What a journey it's been.
It has been.
You know, we started by unraveling that 2E paradox.
Mm-hmm.
Then we explored practical strategies.
Right.
We even talked about reimagining the future of education.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty energized and inspired.
Me too. It's clear that there's so much we can do to make a difference
mm-hmm.
in the lives of these incredible students.
Yeah.
And by doing so, we might just unlock this whole new era of learning
right.
that benefits everyone.
So if you're listening, whether you're a parent or an educator,
mm-hmm.
or just someone who is fascinated by the human mind,
Right.
I really encourage you to keep learning about twice exceptionality.
Yeah.
Share what you've learned with others. Advocate for change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work together.
Absolutely.
To create a world where every learner,
right,
regardless of their strengths and challenges,
mm-hmm,
has the opportunity to shine.
I agree.
Until next time, keep diving deep.